The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Pastor's Podcast. This is an opportunity to reflect as a pastor, as a leader, on how we can serve God better. Of course, we can all serve God better. We all need to grow and develop in our gifting and, of course, to deepen our relationship with God. One of the key verses that we've reflected on regarding this matter is watch your life and doctrine closely. Clearly, it's important to know what we believe about all the issues that we're faced with as pastors, as leaders, to be very clear and to be very confident that we have an answer, that we are able to share what the Word of God says about all sorts of topics. But it's also vital that our lives reflect what we teach. If people perceive that we're excellent teachers but are not living it, then clearly that totally undermines all that we do. Well, today I want just to take a little time to reflect upon the pastor at prayer. Now, of course, prayer will take many different forms. And when Paul is writing to the Ephesians, he talks about all kinds of prayer. And we know that as leaders, we have to be aware that there are many different shapes and forms that prayer can take. There is the sense of someone leading us in prayer. There is the sense of just being quiet before God, where prayer is a meditative thing and not necessarily lots of words. There is, of course, too, the whole opportunity to lift voices together. Now, some people really enjoy that and some people find that very awkward. But I think as leaders, we should be open to leading the people, encouraging the people to adopt all kinds of ways of utilising time well and seeking the face of God. There is, of course, the element of prayer in the Holy Spirit. We always want to pray in the Holy Spirit, led of the Holy Spirit. And for leading prayer meetings, for example, it's good to have items, to have, as it were, an agenda. But it's also good to have a light hand, that if the Lord drops into our hearts or those praying with us another matter which we weren't actually thinking of praying about, that the Holy Spirit can lead us and open that up. And there is the praying in other languages. And we see that there were times in the New Testament when the church came together and would lift their voices in prayer, and sometimes that would involve using the gift of tongues. There are many kinds. As pastors, we need to think through our biblical understanding of all these different types. We need to lead God's people sensitively, creatively, and lead them well so that they can encourage people to pray. The most important thing is to pray. But I do want us just to reflect just briefly on the fact that sometimes we need to take times of prayer, to take time to pray in order to discover the will of God. This for me is very clearly seen in Luke 6 and verse 12, where we read that one of those days Jesus went up to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them. Now, I feel that this is a great example, especially to leaders, that there are times when, yes, an arrow prayer is sufficient. We're in a situation, Lord, help. Lord, give me guidance. Give me wisdom. But there's always going to be times to just wait on God, wait on God, wait on God. I don't think this passage is advocating that the only way to get a good decision is to spend the whole night in prayer. But having said that, sometimes we can just be thinking a bit too quickly instead of waiting on God. I think it's very easy when we gather our fellow leaders together. We can spend maybe 2-3 hours in an evening discussing different things. They may be very important things, relevant things, but the danger is that perhaps we're giving little time to prayer. We're not really spending much time seeking the face of God. Now, I know there's pressures on time, and I know that there are issues that need to have resolution and guidance, but if Jesus, in choosing the 12 disciples, was going to take a lot of time, if he, Almighty God, needed in his humanity, in his flesh, to spend time on that mountain, just calling on God, asking God, who are the ones that you want me to draw near? Well, if that was true for Jesus, how much more true it should be for us. So let's just reflect on our prayer life. Reflect on how much time we personally are seeking God's face. How much time that we're open to variety in our prayers and we haven't got stuck in one particular way of praying. But let's also reflect on being prepared to give substantial time to really wait on God and discover just what is he saying? What is his will? If we do that, we'll not be disappointed. The Lord will reveal what he wants us to know. May God bless you in your leadership and ministry.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.